Fox. Hey, good morning.
Yeah.
It's Friday, 7-11 and about 61. We'll take a full look at the forecast here in a little bit. Right now, though, let's take your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, I got the perfect job for you. Summer job, anyways. It's applying for the hot tubologist position offered by Lazy Spa. They will actually pay someone to be a hot tub tester. How about that? You can test hot tubs for a company. In exchange for testing hot tubs and offering reviews on social media, you'll be paid about $60 along with your very own spa. Holy Lord. Holy Lord. If I would have known that, I would have put in my 2 weeks the other day. Let's go test hot tubs. That sounds like the life, man. It's getting boozed up and sitting in hot tubs, reviewing them. Yeah, man, I love it. Well, because of increased demand, it looks like we're headed for a shortage of Irish whiskey. What? No! No Irish whiskey shortage. Sales of these stuff have been going up for decades, and whiskey producers have been doing their best to keep up with supply. But the problem is, Irish whiskey needs to be aged. Right, the whiskey they're distilling now shouldn't be sold for another 7 years. So if demand continues to increase, eventually we'll have a crisis on our hands with no more whiskey in barrels or shelves. Industry insiders suggest stocking up now before prices start to creep up and your favorite bottles become harder to come by. We're going to have to start doing some bootlegging stuff. Having some racketeering, some whiskey racketeering, man. This is crazy. I don't drink a whole lot of Irish whiskey. Because I do stupid things when I have too much Irish whiskey. There's a breaking point when it comes to that. You know, when you hit like the halfway point on a bottle of Irish whiskey, usually that's when things start getting out of hand. That's the nice way to put it. That's when things start getting out of hand. About halfway through that Irish whiskey bottle. Gotta watch it, man. Lastly, according to a new sad, disturbing survey, 10% of people admit to checking their phones during sex. And among those 10%, 43% admitted to checking more than once over the last year. People are checking their phones while doing it. What? So baby, you want to get frisky? Yeah, sure, that's fine, whatever. Just do what you got to do. I'm going to scroll through Pinterest. I'm going to see if there's any good deals on Groupon. You do what you got to do. Just let me know what you're done. I'll be Twittering. Oh, my God. Come on now. Sex is the greatest part of life, okay? Even if it's bad sex, it's still sex, okay? Get into it. And maybe because you're checking your phone, that's why it sucks. You got to get in the moment. Get into it. All right? Put the phone down and get back to banging, okay? God, people. Ridiculous. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?